Of course, there are various ways of speaking Cockney. For instance, I knew a chap once who had a brother in the lifeguards, but he used to talk about him as my brother in the lifeguards, and nearly choked himself swallowing the word. Something like this. You can talk about your Air Force in their blue and red machines. You can talk about the Navy and the Army and Marines. And I know they're worth the glory that's showered on them too. And I know they do it properly when they've got a job to do. But I've got a special hero, eh? And I bet you can't guess who. Well, I'll tell you. It's my brother in the lifeguards. And he don't half look a dandy when he's sitting on his horse. You see, the lifeguards, they ain't mechanised, so he's got an horse, of course. And underneath the horse's saddle, there's a kind of sheepskin rug. And he sits up there all stiff and straight, and he don't half look smug. Yeah, and his helmet, it comes so low in front, you can hardly see his mug. He looks a screamy to my brother in the lifeguards. His Christian name is Sydney, and he ain't half a Sid. He ran away to join the lifeguard. Yeah, no, straight he did. And he's really very comical. He's full of fun and chaff. If there's any funny pranks about, you can bend Sid's head on off. Yeah, when he comes on leave on Sundays, could he done off make us laugh? He do, no, straight he do, my brother in the lifeguards. He rides a mare called Edna. Hey, now, there's a funny name. And he's all jet black all over, and she's sweet and nice and tame, and he curry combs and brushes her, well, more times than enough. Feeds her sweets and carrots and all that kind of stuff. I think he'd take her to the pictures if the seats was big enough. He would, though, straight he would, my brother in the lifeguards. He said he didn't half feel jumpy the first time on Sentry Go. It was in that street they call Whitehall. In them all suches, well, you know, and I expect you do feel jumpy when you're on guard, I suppose. And Edna, she wasn't used to him, she kept hopping on her toes. And then she jerked the reins so much, his helmet cut his nose. He didn't like that much, my brother in the lifeguards. When he come off guard, the corporal says, "You're bleeding at the nose." And Sid, see, he wouldn't let Edna down. He said, "Well, I banged it, I suppose." Said the corporal, "Sidney Warner, now you're really very slack. As a remedy for that complaint, a good old-fashioned knack." Well, how could he take his breastplate off and shove it down his back? He's no contortionist, my brother. Oh, well, I think I've told you quite enough about my brother, Sid. I could go on talking all night long. You'd get fed up if I did. Yeah, but if ever you go down Whitehall and you've got some time to spare, and you see two blokes on horseback, on the right, from Trafalgar Square, and one of them's got a shiny nose, and he's on a jet-black mare, well, that's Edna, and my brother in the lifeguards.